Good evening. Thank you all for coming. Tonight we have several personnel situations we want to talk about. Margaret, we really don't have a definitive number on any of these other than 18. Is there a way we can come up with this?
I didn't want to assign it numbers till it passed you, because if it don't pass you, then those numbers are used again and it gets confused in the system.
Okay. Well, what we have tonight is a ordinance 18 dash something. It is a appropriation ordinance to allow increase in 2 full-time positions, circuit clerk, and 2 full-time positions in the county recorder's cost, and to reclassify job description based on the level of experience and duties. Well, we're kind of in a quandary here. And I want you to know that all we can do in this committee is okay the personnel side of it. This is got like 2 slices of bread here. We can only okay 1 slice of the bread. We can't okay the expenditure of money. So what we're going to do is I'll call for someone to propose this ordinance and propose it in such a way that it's just personnel policy. And then after it passes personnel policy, we'll forward to the budget committee for money. Personnel policy can't handle money. Okay. Let's do it the right way the first time. Is that all right with you, Counselor?
Perfect.
All right. So, that being said, I need a proposed ordinance brought up. Somebody want to?
We have 2 proposed ordinances. One's the library, and one is the circuit clerk, county recorder, and so on.
So there's 2 of them the same way. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right.
There's 6 okay. Ordinances here, not 2. There's 6.
Yes.
Ordinances. Now, the first one should have been the library, which I forgot. Somehow it didn't get in the packet.
Right.
I didn't get it saved into my directory from David.
So all of these are going to have to be amended to just send it through personnel first.
They all start with you. They all go to budget and finance next, and then they'll be dealt with in either full court and tabled until the budget time. But we have to come to y'all in September to get to deal with this during the budget time.
Okay.
Is that correct?
All this committee can do with any of these is say, yeah, that looks like a good idea. If budget approves it and if quorum court approves it, we're fine.
But it's passed us.
And all you're doing is passing each one of these to budget finance, and if budget finance approves it, they pass it to the quorum court.
Okay. So, that being said, we have proposed ordinance 18 dash whatever.
If you're going to do with the library, we go 18-18 if you want to.
Yeah. Okay. We have proposed ordinance 18 dash the next one.
19, which will be the circuit clerk.
We have the county collector's automation. Let's see.
Yeah, the collector's. Will be 18-20.
Okay.
The county clerk and election commission
here.
Be 21.
Pickett's got the pen.
You got one. I mean, you ain't got the pen. Thanks, sir.
Assessor will be 22.
Start over again, Margaret, because I don't
know. Let's go. 18-18 is the first one.
18-19.
Is there another copy of what they have?
18-19.
Thank you so much.
Well, I want you to look at them.
18-18.
Did you not get a copy?
No.
I think it was over here.
And I took
it
back.
18-19.
All right. That's why you didn't want your pen.
Library's 19. Is it correct, Margaret?
Yeah.
I have the library as 18.
18?
18,
yeah.
Library.
Okay.
And then circuit clerk is 19.
Circuit clerk is 19. Okay. Want to
collector.
Get them right. Okay.
20.
What about the
collector?
Collector.
20.
20.
Right on down.
Then 21.
Then 21.
Then 22.
Then 22.
Then 23.
Yep.
All right.
24.
We don't have a 24.
I think we're going to stop at 23.
Oh, okay. Be all right.
All right. That being said, we have proposed ordinance 1818. I need a motion to accept proposed ordinance 1818.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we advance proposed ordinance 18-approve proposed ordinance 18-18 and send it forward to the Budget and Finance Committee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve ordinance 1818 and send it to the Budget Finance Committee. Is there any discussion? Not being so, we'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. We have another proposed ordinance, 1819, be it enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County. An appropriation ordinance to allow increases in two full-time positions, circuit clerk, and two full-time positions in the county recorder's cost and reclassified job descriptions based on level of experience and duties to become effective January 1st, 2019. I need a proposed ordinance acceptance.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we consider proposed ordinance 18-19 and after approval send it to the Budget and Finance Committee for their consideration.
Second.
We have a proposed ordinance approval and a second, sponsored and a second. Is there any discussion? Being none, I'd like to call for the question.
Dodgen had his hand up.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I'd like to ask the circuit clerk.
I'm sorry, Bill.
It's all right. These positions, I mean, have y'all gone through and reclassified everybody in your office according to what you feel like they need to be classified based on what duties they're performing?
Yes, sir. Everyone in my office was classified as a deputy circuit clerk.
Right.
Had nothing to do with what job they were doing or what level of experience that they had. So I chose to reclassify my entire office to accommodate what areas they are working in specifically and also what level of job experience they have.
Counselor, do we have to approve that part of it or not? What she's is doing there?
You do have to, when you reclassify a position or change the title of it, to authorize me to change the title in the system, it has to come before y'all to change the title, and that's what she's asking, okay. To change the title of the positions.
Okay.
Yes.
So we do need to vote on that part of it?
Yes. Personnel names the positions and so forth on the recommendation of the elected officials.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question. Clerk, have you run this by the human resource officer?
Yes.
That's all I want. Thank you.
So we're doing a twofer here. We're doing a title change and a increase in salary.
Yes, personnel is doing the title change and
Budget and Finance will do them.
There you go.
May I add one more thing? On these increases in salary, I would also like to point out the fact, and I know that y'all don't decide the money part, but the increases in salary, I'm actually going to be reducing my part-time budget for 2019 to accommodate these increases, so there's no new money that's going to be for these positions. I'm simply going to lower my part-time budget and move the money to these positions because these raises are uh, they're very, I don't know how to put this exactly, but they need to happen based off of, I did evaluate all of the counties that are of equal size or comparable size to us. And in order for my office to be competitive with the level of experience that I have, then I need to do this. So I just wanted to clarify that that's not new money. That's simply reducing my part-time budget and increasing in these positions.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve these changes in position titles that the circuit clerk has asked us to do.
Well, I think if we do so, approve this, it's automatic.
Okay.
Is that correct, Counselor?
Yes.
Yes. So, that being said, any other discussion? I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? No. Proposed ordinance 18-20, sponsored by, being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, as an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to allow increase in full-time position of county collector's automation to become effective January 1st, 2019. I need a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we advance proposed ordinance 18-20 to the Budget and Finance Committee.
Second.
That being said, we have a motion and a second, and we now have time for discussion. The collector's office, please.
This increase I'm asking for is for my chief deputy that's been in the office for over 33 years, and it's been 6 years or more since she's had an increase. She's very valuable to the office.
Well, I'm certainly not against it.
And it's coming out of my automation fund.
So it's
no new money in the county general.
I'd like to go on a record to say, first of all, that I think all of our employees need a raise and have been long past and well due a raise. I don't know.
May I make a statement? I'll be coming up here soon, but may I make a statement?
Yes, ma'am.
One of the reasons you see all these departments, Crystal's asked for one of her person to be raised as her chief deputy, and hers is a chief deputy, so I've come about my chief deputy. The sisters come about their chief deputy, and the treasurer about, he's not here, but about his chief deputy. And it's been an unwritten policy in the past that when one of these in these five offices got raised, they all got raised to the same level, because they all have the same responsibility. They're our key person when we're not available in the office. Everything falls on their shoulders, even though they have their own special duties that they do. But what makes them the same is that they all are our chief, you know, they handle our job when we're not there, and we have to rely on them a lot. And so I just ask that you keep that the same and remember that.
Any further discussion?
No, that's great. You know, I've never been against anybody for a raise.
Call for question.
Question has been called for. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Proposed ordinance 1820 has passed. Proposed ordinance 1821. Being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to allow increase in one full-time position in the county clerk and one full-time position in the election commission to become effective January 1st, 2019. I'll need a motion and a second.
Mr. Chairman, I propose... make a motion to advance proposed ordinance 18-21 to the Budget and Finance Committee.
Second.
Proposed ordinance 1821 has been motion made and seconded. We now are open the floor for discussion.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Margaret, where is the increase in one full-time position of the county clerk? And where is the full-time position in the election commission?
Well, in the county clerk, I am going to do like Crystal, reduce the part-time budget and make it net neutral. And I will also do the same thing in the election commission to make it neutral.
But that's the money part, but it says to allow the increase in one full-time position.
Well, there's one in each.
Well, I know that.
I don't guess I understand. The election commission is for the election coordinator.
I know, but okay. The body of the ordinance says to allow increases in one full-time position.
In the county clerk and one full-time position in election commission.
But that, I read that as you want two new employees.
No, it's increases to their pay.
Well, we need to add increases in pay.
Okay.
Where will we put that at? In parentheses somewhere?
Just increases in pay for one full-time position to make it clear.
Okay, I will.
I was fumbling trying to find the positions.
I will make that adjustment. There's a couple more that will probably need that same adjustment.
Well, in the sections, it actually says increased salaries in the sections of that.
But that's not what's in the title. She fixed the title.
Yeah, I'll correct the title, and it'll have to be done probably in the next two as well.
Okay.
But I will adjust that before it goes to budget and finance.
Do we
Thank you.
Amend it now, or just
Mr. Chairman, I propose that we amend. Ask Ms. Darter to make the amendments before they're submitted to the Budget and Finance Committee.
The motion on the floor to amend before it's sent to Budget and Finance.
Second.
All right. On the amendment, all in favor say aye.
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 And opposed? Okay. Now we're to the point that we have to... We have this proposed. We have a second. We have it amended. I'd like to call for the question. Any more discussion? I'd like to call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Margaret, do we need to do the same thing on 1822?
Yes, that'd be.
And that will read increase in pay.
In salary.
Increase in salary.
For one full-time position in the treasurer.
For one full-time position. And I need a motion to amend. No. I need a motion, first of all, for the proposed ordinance, 1822.
Mr. Chair, make a motion that we advance proposed ordinance 18-22 to the Budget and Finance Committee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for 1822. I'll also entertain a motion to amend 1822 to read an increase in salary for one full-time position in the assessor to become effective January 1st. 2019.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for a amendment to proposed ordinance 1822. I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Now we're on a proposed ordinance 1822 that as amended. Any more further discussion? I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? 1822 moves on. Proposed
also part-time money. For reducing our part-time budget also, so it's not new money either.
Okay. Well, Justice Brady has a question on this, but let's get to it. We have proposed ordinance 1823 being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to allow an increase in one full-time position in treasurer's to become effective.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, just a second.
I'm sorry.
We put in the book here 2 years ago or sometime that the department head be here when they're asking for changes or money. I see everybody here but Damon Edwards. Actually, we don't have to go over this tonight because he is not here.
Well,
is that right, Attorney?
As far as I remember.
You remember well then. But I'm not going to keep nobody from getting an increase. Who what?
I said Angie Woolley and others come in on the behalf of the sheriff when he's not here before budget finance.
I just crossed my mind or I would have brought that up before. Right.
Well, I'm actually the one that prepared them and explain to them because Crystal and Sherry both was coming, and just that being an unwritten policy in the past, I did it up and okayed it through Damon and okayed it through Scott. That's why Scott's not here.
I agree with you.
Scott's neutral on it. He wants everybody to get a raise. We all want everybody to get a raise.
Everybody ought to have one.
Everybody ought to get a raise, but I don't see that everybody's going to get a raise.
I know he's not going to be here next year, but he ought to have been here anyhow to stand up for his department. So moved. I will vote for it anyhow. Done. It's over then.
Proposed ordinance 1823 being enacted by the Quorum Court of Faulkner County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to allow an increase in one full-time position in treasury to become effective January 1st, 2019. I need a motion and a second.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for proposed ordinance 1823. We now need a motion to amend 1823 to read an increase in salary for one full-time position in treasurer's office.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for an amendment to 1823. I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The amended version is now to be voted on. Proposed ordinance is 1823. I'll call for the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Margaret, you ball's in your court, huh?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Can I ask, I don't know if we did an amendment of 18-19, which would have been the circuit clerk, but I'm sure that language needs to be amended in that as well.
You want to pull that one back up? An increase in salary I need a motion to change the wording in proposed ordinance that has been moved on. We're going to pull it back for just a little bit and talk about it. An increase in salary, is that correct, Justice Pickett?
Yes.
Is
So I'll make a motion to amend it.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to amend proposed ordinances 1819 to say increase in salary. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
I knew this was your fault. Might as well do 18 while we're at it.
Yep.
I knew it was David's fault. I just didn't know how to blame him until now.
We're not perfect, you know.
Where's 18?
18.
Here's 18.
That's your first one.
Okay.
Yeah, it also needs to say.
Well, that's the library.
The same language.
I thought we'd done the library.
We've already done
it. Increase
in salary.
No, I think the.
What was it going to say?
Yeah, they have salary increases as well.
Yeah, every one of them did.
Salary. Yeah.
That library got a lot of money.
Tell the sheriff's department.
Tell the department to hear.
Tell the sheriff's department.
He ain't got no money.
He want their money.
And the library board has approved.
Okay.
Theirs.
So, Justice Pickett, how do you want this to read? Hang on just a second. Right, let me call you back. I'm in a meeting right now. Justice Pickett, have you got how you want this
to read? Mr. Chairman, I'd like to amend our previously approved Ordinance 18-18 to include the words on the second line of the title, in salaries for 27 full-time positions.
Increases in salary for 27 full-time positions. That amendment is now on the table, requiring a second.
Make it a second.
Second.
We now have the proposed Ordinance 18-18 up for amendment. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Margaret? There we go. I'd like to motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. All in favor.
Pass out quietly.
Yeah. Mr. Holman.